Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 305, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. Today, we're going to be reading chapters 24 through 27. Let's begin. The word of the Lord came to me in the ninth year, in the tenth month, on the tenth day of the month. Son of man, write down the name of this day, this very day. The king of Babylon has laid siege to Jerusalem this very day. Recite a proverb to this rebellious house and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Set on the pot, set it on, pour water in it too. Add the pieces of meat to it, every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it with choice bones. Take the choice bone of the flock, heap up bones under it, boil rapidly, and boil its bones in it. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the city of bloodshed, the pot whose rot is in it, whose rot has not been removed from it. Empty it piece by piece. No lot has fallen on it. For her blood was in it, she poured it on an exposed rock. She did not pour it on the ground to cover it up with dust. To arouse anger, to take vengeance, I have placed her blood on an exposed rock so that it cannot be covered up. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to the city of bloodshed! I will also make the pile high. Pile up the bones, kindle the fire, cook the meat well, mix in the spices, let the bones be charred. Set the empty pot on the coals until it becomes hot and its copper glows, until its uncleanness melts within it and its rot is consumed. It has tried my patience, yet its thick rot is not removed from it. Subject its rot to the fire. You mix uncleanness with obscene conduct. I tried to cleanse you, but you are not clean. You will not be cleansed from your uncleanness until I have exhausted my anger on you. I, the Lord, have spoken. Judgment is coming, and I will act. I will not relent or show pity or be sorry. I will judge you according to your conduct and your deeds, declares the sovereign Lord. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, realize that I am about to take the delight of your eyes away from you with a jolt, but you must not mourn or weep or shed tears. Groan in silence for the dead, but do not perform mourning rites. Bind on your turban and put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your lip, and do not eat food brought by others. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and my wife died in the evening. In the morning, I acted just as I was commanded. Then the people said to me, will you not tell us what these things you are doing mean for us? So I said to them, the word of the Lord came to me. Say to the house of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Realize I am about to desecrate my sanctuary, the source of your confident pride, the object in which your eyes delight and your life's passion. Your very own sons and daughters whom you have left behind will die by the sword. Then you will do as I have done. You will not cover your lip or eat food brought by others. Your turbans will be on your heads and your sandals on your feet. You will not mourn or weep, but you will not rot for your iniquities and groan among yourselves. Ezekiel will be an object lesson for you. You will do all that he has done. When it happens, then you will know that I am the sovereign Lord. And you, son of man, this is what will happen on the day I take from them their stronghold, their beautiful source of joy, the object in which their eyes delight, and the main concern of their lives, as well as their sons and daughters. On that day, a fugitive will come to you to report the news. On that day, you will be able to speak again. You will talk with the fugitive and be silent no longer. You will be an object lesson for them, and they will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 25. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, turn toward the Ammonites and prophesy against them. Say to the Ammonites, hear the word of the sovereign Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. You said, aha, about my sanctuary when it was desecrated, about the land of Israel when it was made desolate, and about the house of Judah when they went into exile. So take note, I am about to make you slaves of the tribes of the east. They will make camps among you and pitch their tents among you. They will eat your fruit and drink your milk. I will make Rabbah a pasture for camels and Ammon a resting place for sheep. Then you will know that I am the Lord. For this is what the sovereign Lord says. Because you clapped your hands, stamped your feet, and rejoiced with intense scorn over the land of Israel, take note, I have stretched out my hand against you, and I will hand you over as plunder to the nations. I will cut you off from the peoples and make you perish from the lands. I will destroy you, then you will know that I am the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Moab and Seir say, "Look, the house of Judah is like all the other nations. So look, I am about to open up Moab's flank, eliminating the cities, including its frontier cities, the beauty of the land, Beth Jeshimosh, Baal Meon, and Kiriathaim. I will hand it over, along with the Ammonites, to the tribes of the east, so that the Ammonites will no longer be remembered among the nations. I will execute judgments against Moab. Then they will know that I am the Lord." This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Edom has taken vengeance against the house of Judah. They have made themselves fully culpable by taking vengeance on them. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will stretch out my hand against Edom, and I will kill the people and animals within her, and I will make her desolate. From Teman to Dedan, they will die by the sword. I will exact my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel. They will carry out in Edom my anger and rage. They will experience my vengeance, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. The Philistines have exacted merciless revenge, showing intense scorn in their effort to destroy Judah with unrelenting hostility. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Take note, I am about to stretch out my hand against the Philistines. I will kill the Cherethites and destroy those who remain on the seacoast. I will exact great vengeance upon them with angry rebukes. Then they will know that I am the Lord when I exact my vengeance upon them. Ezekiel chapter 26. In the 11th year, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, because Tyre has said about Jerusalem, "Aha, the gateway of the peoples is broken, it has swung open to me, I will become rich, now that she has been destroyed." Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I am against you, O Tyre. I will bring up many nations against you as the sea brings up its waves. They will destroy the walls of Tyre and break down her towers. I will scrape her soil from her and make her a bare rock. She will be a place where fishing nets are spread, surrounded by the sea. For I have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. She will become plunder for the nations, and her daughters who are in the field will be slaughtered by the sword. Then they will know that I am the Lord. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Take note that I am about to bring King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, king of kings, against Tyre from the north, with horses, chariots, and horsemen, an army and hordes of people. He will kill your daughters in the field with the sword. He will build a siege wall against you, erect a siege ramp against you, and raise a great shield against you. He will direct the blows of his battering rams against your walls and tear down your towers with his weapons. He will cover you with the dust kicked up by his many horses. Your walls will shake with the noise of the horsemen, wheels, and chariots when he enters your gates like those who invade through a city's broken walls. With his horse's hooves he will trample all your streets. He will kill your people with the sword, and your strong pillars will tumble down to the ground. They will steal your wealth and loot your merchandise. They will tear down your walls and destroy your luxurious homes. Your stones, your trees, and your soil he will throw into the water. I will silence the noise of your songs. The sound of your harps will be heard no more. I will make you a bare rock. You will be a place where fishing nets are spread. You will never be built again, for I, the Lord, have spoken, declares the Sovereign Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to Tyre. Oh, how the coastlands will shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded groan at the massive slaughter in your midst. All the princes of the sea will vacate their thrones. They will remove their robes and strip off their embroidered clothes. They will clothe themselves with trembling. They will sit on the ground. They will tremble continually and be shocked at what has happened to you. They will sing this lament over you. How you have perished! You have vanished from the seas, O renowned city, once mighty in the sea, she and her inhabitants who spread their terror. Now the coastlands will tremble on the day of your fall. The coastlands by the sea will be terrified by your passing. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says. When I make you desolate, like the uninhabited cities, when I bring up the deep over you and the surging waters overwhelm you, then I will bring you down to bygone people, to be with those who descend to the pit. I will make you live in the lower parts of the earth, among the primeval ruins, with those who descend to the pit, so that you will not be inhabited or stand in the land of the living. I will bring terrors on you, and you will be no more. Though you are sought after, you will never be found again, declares the Sovereign Lord. Ezekiel chapter 27. The word of the Lord came to me. You, son of man, sing a lament for Tyre. Say to Tyre, who sits at the entrance of the sea, merchant to the peoples of many coasts, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. O Tyre, you have said, I am perfectly beautiful. Your borders are in the heart of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. They crafted all your planks out of fir trees from Senir. They took a cedar from Lebanon to make your mast. They made your oars from oaks of Bashan. They made your deck with cypresses from the Kidian Isles. Fine linen from Egypt, woven with patterns, was used for your sail to serve as your banner. Blue and purple from the coastlands of Elisha was used for your deck's awning. The leaders of Sidon and Arvad were your rowers. Your skilled men, O Tyre, were your captains. The elders of Gebel and her skilled men were within you, mending cracks. All the ships of the sea and their mariners were within you to trade for your merchandise. Men of Persia, Lud, and Put were in your army, men of war. They hung shield and helmet on you. They gave you your splendor. The Arvadites joined your army on your walls all around, and the Gammadites were in your towers. They hung their quivers on your walls all around. They perfected your beauty. Tarshish was your trade partner because of your abundant wealth. They exchanged silver, iron, tin, and lead for your products. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech were your clients. They exchanged slaves and bronze items for your merchandise. Beth Togarmah exchanged horses, chargers, and mules for your products. The Dedanites were your clients. Many coastlands were your customers. They paid you with ivory tusks and ebony. Edom was your trade partner because of the abundance of your goods. They exchanged turquoise, purple, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and rubies for your products. Judah and the land of Israel were your clients. They traded wheat from Minnith, millet, honey, olive oil, and balm for your merchandise. Damascus was your trade partner because of the abundance of your goods and all of your wealth. Wine from Helbon, white wool from Zahar, and casks of wine from Izal they exchanged for your products. Wrought iron, cassia, and sweet cane were among your merchandise. Dedan was your client in saddle cloths for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar were your trade partners. For lambs, rams, and goats they traded with you. The merchants of Sheba and Ramah engaged in trade with you. They traded the best kinds of spices along with precious stones and gold for your products. Haran, Kenna, Eden, merchants from Sheba, Ashur, and Kilmad were your clients. They traded with you choice garments, purple clothes, and embroidered work, and multicolored carpets bound and reinforced with cords. These were among your merchandise. The ships of Tarshish were the transports for your merchandise. So you were filled and weighed down in the heart of the seas. Your rowers have brought you into surging waters. The east wind has wrecked you in the heart of the seas. Your wealth, products, and merchandise, your sailors and captains, your ship's carpenters, your merchants, and all your fighting men within you, along with all your crew who are in you, will fall into the heart of the seas on the day of your downfall. At the sound of your captain's cry, the waves will surge. They will descend from their ships, all who handle the oar, the sailors and all the sea captains. They will stand on the land. They will lament loudly over you and cry bitterly. They will throw dust on their heads and roll in the ashes. They will tear out their hair because of you and put on sackcloth, and they will weep bitterly over you with intense mourning. As they wail, they will lament over you, chanting, "Who was like Tyre, like a tower in the midst of the sea? When your products went out from the seas, you satisfied many peoples. With the abundance of your wealth and merchandise, you enriched the kings of the earth. Now you are wrecked by the seas, in the depths of the waters. Your merchandise and all your company have sunk along with you. All the inhabitants of the coastlands are shocked at you, and their kings are horribly afraid. Their faces are troubled. The traders among the peoples hiss at you. You have become a horror and will be no more." And so Tyre was a center of commerce, and God said, "You're done." And that, of course, is exactly what happened. Well, thank you again for being with me today. Tomorrow, of course, we will continue in the book of Ezekiel. I'll see you then. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve West.